WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The beginning of 2018, just over a year from now, is when construction is expected to start on a high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. That's what the Bryan City Council heard this week from Texas Central Partners. TCP's David Hagee says land they have purchased does not include the sites of their stations near Roanes Prairie and Houston.
We're trying to really set a gold standard working with landowners. One, because we are a private company, we're not public, we can offer above market or appraised value. So we are doing that. Then, as we work with those property owners, as I said, we can work with them on where the open, if it's not elevated on a viaduct, we can work where the openings are, we can work on sound barriers, we can work on plantings.
Hagee says there will be 10,000 construction jobs each of the 4 years during the construction period, and another 1,000 jobs once the 200-mile-per-hour bullet train is operational. A sixth man was arrested early Wednesday morning in the burglary of a College Station convenience store where $5,000 of cigarettes and an undisclosed number of lottery tickets were taken.
The arrest report also revealed police were already on the lookout for a specific car before the alarm was received from the Shell store on Harvey Road at the freeway. Surveillance video from the store and a nearby hotel identified three cars. CSPD officer found two of the cars on Highway 6 and stopped one of them near the Navasota River Bridge. Grimes County Sheriff's deputy stopped the second south of Navasota. The third car containing the cigarettes has not been found. The store was closed for the night at the time of the burglary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Of the four newly elected members of the College Station City Council, only one did not serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Linda Harvell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says she was elected in part because she is an advocate for the neighborhoods and did not serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And that's not to say that the other council members aren't. Of course they are, but in talking with so many people, they just wanted somebody to listen to them. And you know, the things that I heard, I was going, wow, really? You're kidding? Wow. And so they just wanted somebody to listen to them.
Harvell is one of three on the council who did not serve on the P&Z board, and the only one out of the four who were elected to city posts who did not have that experience. Most of Donald Trump's picks and possible choices for leadership roles in his administration gets the thumbs up from Congressman Bill Flores. As for Trump's pick to become U.N. ambassador,
I think Nikki Haley as U.N. ambassador will be pretty good. She sure is a whole lot better than Susan Rice, her current ambassador.
Flores gives Trump credit for interviewing a lot of people.
So he gets a lot of ideas, and I think that helps him form the definition of what his cabinet is going to look like in the future.
Flores says Mike Pompeo will be a superstar as CIA director, and Flores hopes Mitt Romney gets the nod as Trump's Secretary of State. For those of you who weren't at last night's Texas A&M football game, there was a $50,000 check presentation to assist flood victims last summer in Louisiana. Half of the money raised in the student-led side-by-side campaign will benefit LSU students, and the rest will go to LSU employees affected by flooding. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Get incredible Black Friday savings at Star Furniture, plus an extra 20% off, and don't pay anything until 2018. See store for details. Hurry, this Black Friday, the savings start at 8 a.m. Star Furniture, different by design.
It's Happy Honda Days at Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. We're knocking down prices this November with lease payments for under $200 per month on new Hondas. Get the all-new 2017 Accord sedan or the 2016 CR-V SUV for $199 per month. Try the sporty 2016 HR-V for $189 per month or the redesigned 2016 Civic sedan for $179 per month. And last but not least, the 2016 Fit for super low $139 per month. So stop in where you can trust in the blue at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to doing bell-bottom piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today with a chance of a few scattered showers. High temperature 67 to 72 this afternoon. Tonight, occasional clouds will continue and a low near 50. Looks like improving weather for the weekend, though. A mix of clouds and sun for Saturday. Well up in the 60s. It'll be fair at night. Low 50s and nice day on Sunday. Clouds and sun, 70 to 75. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking that Aggie loss last night to LSU. Hear Coach Kevin Sumlin's thoughts on it. He understands that folks are frustrated. He says he's frustrated too. We'll hear about that. Also, Aggie men's basketball got the win. At least that was a good thing that happened yesterday. They'll be playing later on today against Virginia Tech. That one's set for 4:30 right here on WTAW. And also high school football. And we've still got three teams in town that are still in it looking for state championships. And I'll tell you when and where you can hear them tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
The deal is, though, he's being paid $5 million for fans to not be frustrated.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't make me feel better that he's frustrated too.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. In this whole thing, you can sit there and you could put a lot of blame on someone. I'm not absolving him at all. But the whole $5 million deal, that wasn't a Sumlin thing. That was a Texas A&M thing.
Exactly right.
And so they paid him a lot of money to make sure that he stayed here after one good year when they didn't really know what they had.
Yeah.
And you can't hate him for that. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right. Yeah, no. He signed the contract, but they didn't, you know, they drew it up. So they can look in the mirror. And then, of course, there's all this other stuff swirling around about coaching changes at LSU and at mm-hmm. Texas. So we'll see what happens. Now, in the meantime, there are a lot of people, and in fact, I was talking to some folks just the other day who came into town for the game. Their son is in the Corps. Now, they've seen him march in before, and they came from California. I said, "So have you got tickets for the game?" He said, "No, we're not going to the game." He said, "We're gonna tailgate."
Okay.
Want to see their son march in, and then they're going to go tailgate, and then they'll, you know, get together after that. And so they were here for a few days. But that all brings up this whole other part of the culture that, quite honestly, I have never been a part of, and that is tailgating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just because I go and I work during the game, and so I just go and, you know, go to the party tent at the radio station or something, but that's about it. But this is a big deal for a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember even years ago, I would go to games in the Big Ten, and there were folks who would bring out tables with tablecloths and chandeliers. And china.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fancy.
I saw that at Ohio State, saw it at Illinois. Uh-huh. I mean, and again, years and years and years ago. Here, obviously, we're a little more casual.
Yeah.
You know,
it's informal.
Exactly. So we're gonna get out there. But there are always games involved when it comes to tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often those games will include beer.
No.
I know. I just
Shocker.
Heard that. But I mean, if you say to people cornhole, I mean, that's just, you know, people, and you see people set up their boards and all that kind of stuff.
All the games only require one hand.
Yes. Now
this is true.
We have another game that requires only one hand. This is not beer pong. It's not cornhole. It's called stump.
Okay.
It's Hammerschlagen is the real name.
Ooh. Now, I like the original name.
Yeah, Hammerschlagen is German for hammer. And so what you do is each person nails a nail into a tree stump that you have brought to the site.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't be picking out trees.
No, we'll talk about that in a little while. Okay, so they do that, and then the idea is that the last person whose nail is standing wins. All right? Now, again, there is beer involved, and you must flip the hammer each time before you strike a nail. Here's a small explanation, because the way you flip the hammer makes a difference.
If you do a regular flip of the hammer in front of your body, you get one hit at an opponent's nail, but you cannot adjust your grip. How you catch it is how you have to hit it. If you flip it under your leg, you get two tries at the log. And if you go behind your back, you get three hits.
So there.
That sounds so safe.
And don't forget, you're drinking beer also.
Right.
Oh, excuse me.
I like the guy who was explaining it. Sounds like the broest of bros.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, you got to flip it right.
Yeah. And right. But the deal is, if you want to play this game, you got to get a tree stump.
Uh-huh.
And what if you live someplace where they don't have great old big tree stumps?
And you can't buy one at the store.
Right. And are you going to... There is a company that started in 2013 called the Stump Company.
Oh, okay.
They have plans to go nationwide, but... Okay, let me see. Yeah, let me pay to have a 200-pound stump shipped from New Hampshire. That won't cost anything at all, will it?
I guess I'm still trying to get the premise of this game. I mean, what happens if you're up against some guy who's in construction who can nail that sucker in one try?
Exactly. Okay.
Well, then you lose.
And how long do the nails have to be?
They're talking to... Well, they use 10-penny nails.
There's so many questions.
They use 10-penny nails.
It sounds like there's something on the internet that will explain more for you, Zach.
Yeah, if you
want
to go ahead
and do
that.
I want Scott to explain it to me, because he knows how to explain things to me better.
Exactly, right. So anyhow, what they have done is there is one company who has come up basically with a mobile tree stump, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's got a support tray, a table, and this 4-inch thick chunk of wood. It's called Mobile Schlagen, okay? And so that way you can take it anywhere with you
mobile
if you want to.
This is not a game I want to play.
Well, and again, remember it's Yankees, okay?
I know.
And, of course, if you'll think about it, on those rare days when it's cold in Texas and you're outside, do you drink beer when it's cold outside?
Yes.
Some people do.
Okay. Yes. I drink beer all the
that.
Time.
Well, I mean, when it's hot, that's easy to figure.
Right.
But you're going to go stand outside, and again...
Need something to warm you up a little bit.
I think so. I'm not sure, but...
I just don't use a koozie.
Okay.
There you go.
But then your hand gets cold.
Yeah. Once again, it's a beer, a nail, and a hammer. And in some ways, that may not go well, but we're letting you know that's what some Yankees are doing.
I will
there.
Say the I did walk around campus a little bit yesterday before the game, and tailgating was pretty sparse yesterday.
And
I understand it's Thanksgiving Day, and a lot of people eat at home and then just come to the game or just don't come at all. But it definitely for being a so-called big game against LSU, there were not a lot of people out yesterday.
Well, it's almost like some people had a premonition that maybe it might not go well.
Well, the first thing... go ahead.
I'm just saying. That had been the talk on the street, and I guess for good reason, right?
Well, the thought is, after LSU lost to Florida, why are those people going to drive over here?
True. That's true, too. There were less LSU fans, I'm sure,
as
well.
They were maybe concerned about that. Obviously, the ones who came were happy with the decision that they made.
Oh, yeah.
But then some people just stayed home and drank, and that's what happened in Pennsylvania. Yeah, Pennsylvania state liquor stores endured a hiccup in the business when their credit card system was overwhelmed on the day before Thanksgiving. Oh. So many shoppers were trying to buy wine and hard alcohol on Wednesday afternoon that the stores could only accept cash for an hour between 3 and 4 o'clock. Customers statewide said that there was a problem. Again, every state is a little bit different. In Pennsylvania, the states run the liquor stores.
Right.
But you can't be having your system crash on the day before Thanksgiving.
No, it's a holiday. They've just spent time with their families.
That's right.
Of course they're boozing it up.
They can't be standing there in the liquor store waiting for the machine to work.
I like how Chelsea just automatically comes back. If you got to spend time with your family, you got to be drinking.
Well, that's it. And again, there's some people who are glad that they had to go to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. Oh, yeah, you remember Kanye West having his nervous breakdown last week?
Yep.
Okay, Snoop Dogg, did you see what Snoop Dogg responded on
no,
that?
No, I did not.
Snoop Dogg said, I smoke weed. Weed don't make you do that.
That
so
helps
what is he
me.
On?
Yeah.
Was it
oh,
drug
Snoop.
Related?
No, well, who knows?
Well, they just said he was suffering from exhaustion and just over,
and we've already,
being overworked.
Rich people don't get exhausted. Just, oh, by the way,
no.
They just don't.
Lack of sleep, which, you know, is a symptom of cocaine. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Sure. Well, once again, he's a Boy Scout by every measure. Cross country runner in Pennsylvania managed to finish a race in spite of an unexpected obstacle. A deer.
I saw this.
Really? Ran across the field during last Saturday's Mideast Regional Cross Country Championships.
And I mean, it hit him hard.
I don't understand how he finished the race, let alone got up.
Haven't seen the video. Guy's name was Justin DeLuzio. Really?
And there were a bunch.
Google
they were
when
like,
you go to commercial.
Yeah, they were basically running in a cornfield, it looked like.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a whole bunch of deer were running across, and the runners were kind of letting them run through. And then this one guy just got smacked
pummeled.
Hard.
Yeah. I showed this to my family at Thanksgiving dinner yesterday.
Okay.
We pulled up the video and the guy videotaping it, he's going, watch out for that deer. And then you just hear this boom.
Wow.
And it takes him off his feet. I mean, these deer are moving at full speed. And Sean and I talked about it on Clip Howard's show last Thursday during animal attacks.
Right.
And so we looked it up, and a deer can get up to about 50 miles an hour.
Goodness.
Running full speed.
And if only that deer could play defense, maybe the Aggies could sign him at a...
Sign
him
up.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hey, morning, 7:25. No kidding. I went and looked at that. That deer knocks him completely off his feet. Completely
just
off
boom.
His feet. Yeah, he's gone. Just wiped out. And again, I don't know what, 6-8 deer ran through him?
There was a bunch of deer.
As
that
you
were
said, it was through,
there.
It looked like a cornfield, and the deer were passing through there, and the guy goes, look out for the, whoa!
Boom!
He's done.
Man.
There's an interview with him, though. I see he talks to a guy.
Oh, really?
About it. Yeah. And he said, I'd never even seen a deer before.
Oh.
What he said.
Really?
The best is none of the runners stop. They all just keep going.
They do. He was a walk-on for this college team or high school team, whatever it was that he was running in. It's interesting video. And, of course, it's, you know, that's how much of the internet is other people's mishaps, right? Isn't that why we do that? So we can watch that guy go, ah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's his name? McHale from The Soup. That's he made his entire career.
Joel
McHale made his entire career out of watching people do things where they got hurt tremendously. But
former walk-on at the Washington Huskies football program.
Yeah,
he played tight end.
He was on game day. He was the guest prognosticator.
Celebrity picker.
Yeah, celebrity picker. There you go. All right, 7:27. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Got a run of pretty nice weather, really, all the way through Tuesday. And maybe beyond. Now, there is a chance of showers during the day on Monday at 60%, but temp-wise, it's okay, 70 to 72 or 3. Low temperatures each night will probably be in the lower 50s. And again, with a chance of showers, probably, again, highest point will be Monday with 60%. So we'll see what happens. Right now, winds out of the north at 8. We have 90% relative humidity. Few clouds out there, and it's 58 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, political correctness is not just a problem here. It's a problem everywhere in the West. You won't believe how deeply it's infected Great Britain. The Greater Manchester Police Department recently conducted a terror exercise, a mock suicide bombing. At least 800 volunteers were used to act out terror scenario at the Trafford Centre, a huge indoor shopping complex. The whole thing was captured on video for training purposes. An actor playing the part of a terrorist suicide bomber is seen on video running into the place and shouting Allahu Akbar before pretending to detonate what was basically a firecracker. Now, even though his device was fake, the enactment created a very real explosion in the politically correct universe. Gary Schuin, assistant chief constable of the Manchester Cops, was sent out to fall on the sword and apologize profusely. He admitted the terror exercise was based on real suicide attacks from ISIS-type groups, but he said it was unacceptable to use the phrase Allahu Akbar because it was wrong to link terror with Islam. The assistant chief constable said the department was sorry for the offense this has caused. Now, real radical Islamic terrorists have committed enough terror attacks that governments have to prepare for them. But using the real phrase that real Islamic terrorists always use before the attack, well, no, that's offensive. Must be apologized for. Political correctness has gone wild. It has morphed into utter madness, and we're paying a greater price for it than anybody really knows.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress continues towards the start of building a high-speed passenger railroad between Houston and Dallas. That was the message given at this week's Bryan City Council workshop by representatives of Texas Central Partners. TCP's David Hagee says a four-year construction period starts just over a year from now, and at least half of the $10 billion project will be elevated.
Originally, when we started this project, we were going to about have 100 of the 240 miles on this viaduct. As we did community meetings and learned more, people prefer the viaduct. It gives you maximum access for domestic farm animals, wild animals, tractors, cars. So we're now trying to maximize that. It is more expensive, but we're looking 50 to 60%, trying to push that number up is the amount of it that's on viaduct. As a point of record, we cannot shut down a road. We don't have that authority, so that will not happen. But this does allow maximum access, and it's the easiest way to do it.
Hagee says land purchases do not include the locations of their passenger stations between BCS and Huntsville around Roanne's Prairie and Houston. More information is known about how College Station police had a head start in tracking down suspects in the theft of $5,000 of cigarettes from a convenience store early Wednesday morning.
According to the arrest report, CSPD was alerted to the possibility of burglaries and had the license plate of one of three suspected cars tied to similar crimes around the state. Minutes after an alarm was received from the Shell store on Harvey Road next to the freeway, an officer spotted that car on Highway 6, along with a second car identified through surveillance video from the store in a nearby hotel. Those cars were stopped north and south of Navasota, and the arrest reports indicated a sixth man who was not in the store was arrested. As for the smokes, the cigarettes were placed in a bag and placed in a third car, which has not been found. The arrest reports also state an undisclosed number of lottery tickets were taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Running a stop sign and almost hitting a Bryan police car led to a North Texas man's arrest on multiple charges. 19-year-old Stuart McCarty of Princeton was arrested for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, it's the fourth time in 3 months McCarty was taken to jail for driving with a suspended license. McCarty was also wanted on three traffic-related warrants from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. The arrest took place Wednesday night following the traffic stop next to Sue Haswell Park at William Joel Bryan and Coulter. The day before Thanksgiving, oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens was awarded $146 million by a jury over a dispute related to the ownership and revenue from more than 160 oil wells in West Texas. That followed a three-week trial in Pecos in a civil lawsuit filed by Pickens Mesa Petroleum Partners against two energy companies from Midland and one in Dallas. One of three new members of the College Station City Council is getting up to speed with city staff. Linda Harvell, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, said she has spent time with leaders in four departments.
I spent an hour and a half with Dave Coleman, you know, water services, mm-hmm. because of all of the issues on water and wastewater. I didn't know anything about that, but now I have at least a basic working knowledge of what the city is faced with as we grow. Anytime I can spend time with Lance Sims, you know, planning and development with all of the projects that are going on. I met with Natalie Ruiz with the economic development, communications, and I'm still meeting with the different departments.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Harvell says she was elected in part because she is an advocate for the neighborhoods and did not serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission. She was the only one out of four who were elected who did not have that experience. Donald Trump has decided some of the leaders in his administration. Among the remaining vacancies is Secretary of State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan endorses Mitt Romney, someone who has a different style than Trump.
But the Secretary of State, I think, has to have a different style than Donald Trump does. If you go back to the 2012 election, Mitt Romney hit the nail on the head when he and Obama were asking the debate who the biggest threat is. Romney said Russia. He hit it exactly right.
Flores says Trump is smart enough to look past comments made by Romney during the campaign, which Flores says were ill-advised. Someone Flores does not want to see playing a major role is Newt Gingrich.
The challenge with Newt is he'll have 100 ideas, and only three of them are pretty good. If you're going to put Newt in a position, you got to have a filter right below him that says, okay, 97 of these ideas are no good, so we're going to focus on the three. And you'd have some really good outcomes if you could do that, but I think it would be hard to do.
Flores gives Trump credit for interviewing a lot of people, so he gets an idea of what cabinet will look like. In 8 days, a fundraising campaign led by Texas A&M students generated $50,000 for victims of last summer's flooding in Louisiana. There was a check presentation during last night's game. Half of the money from the side-by-side campaign will go to LSU faculty and staff, and the rest to LSU students affected by the flooding. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
That chill in the air is back. But here at Malik, we know just what to do to make sure that crisp, frigid air doesn't sneak into your home uninvited. Our heating experts are here for you 24/7, especially during the holidays. Malik technicians provide Texas-sized warmth, like a cozy summer bonfire. No winter day is too much for us to handle. Our team knows what comfortable living is, and we're here to bring it to you. We're Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Clear your table, set your clock. The race is on to Star Furniture for Black Friday specials. Get an extra 20% off already low, low Black Friday sale prices. Plus, don't pay anything until 2018. No down payment, no monthly payments, no finance charges. Find just your style and savings. Plus, an extra 20% off and do not pay till 2018. See store for details. This Black Friday, the savings start at 8 a.m. Star Furniture, different by design.
7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today with a chance of a few scattered showers. High temperature 67 to 72 this afternoon. Tonight, occasional clouds will continue and a low near 50. Looks like improving weather for the weekend, though. A mix of cloud and sun for Saturday, well up in the 60s. It'll be fair at night, low 50s, and nice day on Sunday. Clouds and sun, 70 to 75. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up just a little bit in sports, going to be talking fighting Texas Aggie football. They played a game last night, sort of. They lost to LSU. We'll talk about that loss here from head coach Kevin Sumlin as well as Trevor Knight. Also talking Aggie men's hoops, who got the win yesterday. They'll be playing again this afternoon against Virginia Tech. Should be a good game this afternoon at 4:30. And also talking high school football. And there are three teams still in the Brazos Valley that are still looking for a state championship. We'll tell you when and where you can listen to them tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
24-year-old, by the way, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes.
Especially if you don't have to be at work and you're just listening to us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that to me, Scott.
Oh, well,
Zach,
of course. Always glad when you're able to come in and join us here, because after all, you worked late last night, wanted to get up early and come and do this.
My head didn't finally hit the pillow till about 12:30.
So oh, wow. Is that right?
Got that going for me. Yeah, I had to put together some stuff for the website after the game. So
yeah, and again, as we say here, it's just more fun when the home team wins.
Mm. Yeah,
you
generally.
Know, I don't want to say work. It's what we get paid to do. But,
yeah.
You know, because it's not work.
No.
But nonetheless, to be able to. It's just more fun when you can laugh and joke and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, we still laugh and joke.
Yes,
but,
we do.
But,
yeah. The sun comes up. Guess what? The sun's coming up this morning. It's all right.
It is.
Okay. So, 24-year-old Shogo Takada from
great
Yokohama. Didn't have such a great interview at an elevator maintenance company. When the president of the company left the room briefly, he helped himself to the guy's wallet. The president, who was conducting the interview, came back, finished talking to him, and walked him out. Then he noticed his wallet was missing. He called police. Takada told police that when they arrested him, I wanted to work for that company, but since I haven't got a job, I need the money.
Oh, wow. Well,
it's probably not going to work out for you. Did the owner just, like, take his wallet out, leave it on the desk?
I guess, but, you know, maybe they do stuff differently.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff differently.
That's true. Anyhow... At least now Shogo's got a warm place to sleep and some food to eat.
Yeah. So, roof over his head.
Good for him.
Hashtag be thankful.
Yeah. So among those things that people may have been shopping for yesterday or maybe today will not include the ride-on toy truck that was on the shelves at Toys R Us in Bellingham, Washington. A couple claims that they were, bringing the item home from a store earlier this week when it suddenly caught fire.
Ooh.
Video shows flames shooting from this toy after it reportedly caught fire in their pickup truck. Spokesperson for Toys R Us said the incident appears to be isolated. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it was a fire truck?
No, it's just a truck. Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
That would be ironic. Kind of
the,
yeah.
Anyway, New Jersey-based chain said that they're pulling them from the store pending more investigation to see what that might be. Okay.
Is their parent company Samsung?
Yeah, really. It's the people who make the washers and phones that do
blow
explode.
Up.
Yeah. All right, so, Zach, you mentioned about 12:30 is what time you got to bed. Most people have traditionally believed that there are two sorts of sleepers, your early birds and your night owls. But one of the nation's leading sleep experts say it's really more complicated than that, and that oversimplifying our sleep patterns may actually be hurting our health. Dr. Michael Breese has told CBS they're actually four different types of sleepers. None of them fit the bird metaphors that we usually
the
use.
Mold.
Okay, right. So let's say first they're lions. Now lions account for about 15% of the people. He says these people rarely have problems in the morning because they are early risers. They get up around 5:30. They're ready to go. I'm sorry, the three of us have to get up before 5:30.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Well, I'm not a lion, nonetheless.
Okay. So. He says, if this describes you, then you should plan your exercise in the afternoon or early evenings. If lions exercise later, it helps them extend their day and stay up a little later. There are bears.
Why would they want to do that?
I don't
know.
They're
waking up earlier.
I can't imagine. Bears are most people, and most of society works around a bear schedule. They typically wake up around 7:30. But they also tend to wake up dehydrated. He recommends that bears avoid the snooze button and drink water before grabbing a cup of coffee to start your day. There are wolves. Wolves, these are the not morning people who thrive in the late evening, about 15% of the people out there. He says he wants these people to make sure they get some direct sunlight. That's because direct sunlight hits very specialized cells in your eyes and turns the melatonin faucet off in the morning. He says a cool but cold, but not cold shower in the morning also will help wolves wake up a little faster. Who wants to be a wolf?
And
if
no
that's
one,
the way?
Yeah, no one wants to take even a cool shower.
No, not at all.
My dad used to pour water in my ear to wake me up.
No,
in the
he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes, he would.
How many times did he do that?
A handful of times.
Really?
When I wouldn't get up.
Okay. Well, but it worked, didn't it? For a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did.
All right.
It did.
So.
I couldn't hear out of that ear for the rest
of
the day.
I was going to say, just roll over.
You got to roll over and let the air of the water drain out. Dolphins are just 5 to 10% of the people. They tend to thrive in the overnight hours. They love late nights, have problems sleeping at night. He says dolphins need to eat high-protein breakfasts.
Why, first of all, where did they get the names?
I don't know. Like, and again,
lions, bears, wolves, dolphins. Okay. And dolphins don't like strike me as the type of animal that's nocturnal.
No. Or sleep.
Right.
For that, you know, I think they swim all the time, but who knows?
Yeah, do they sleep? Do dolphins sleep?
I'm pretty sure they do. They're mammals, right?
I would think they'd probably
do they just rest somewhere? Well, they have to come up and get air.
Sharks are always swimming.
Well, they found some that do sleep a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, just I think one breed. We had a story about that a couple of years ago.
At what time of the day? Because then I'm
lower
to go in the water.
Maybe sharks.
That's it depends if they're a bear shark or a wolf shark.
or a lion
dolphin shark.
Or,
yeah, so, you know, there's no telling. All right, so one of the biggest trends in fitness right now is something that we all did when we were little bitty, and that's crawling around on your hands and knees. CNN says pro athletes and physical therapy patients everywhere are getting down on all fours.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying if I was at the gym and I just saw someone crawling around.
Okay, and it's something new and different. Anyway, this is called, the system is called Original Strength. And it claims that crawling is like pressing reset on your central nervous system and revisiting the mobility patterns that you learned as a baby. They say crawling engages motor skills and your body's vestibular system. That's the sensory system that's associated with balance and spatial orientation. Now, we have talked about that, the fact that kids do not have playground activities anymore, and as a result, the spatial orientation and your sense of balance is not nearly as good as it used to be, or maybe ever was. And that can be a really dangerous situation for you if you're in a perilous situation and you really don't know what you're physically capable of doing, or your sense of balance is not what it was for kids your age maybe 30 years ago, that you really could hurt yourself. The action of crawling forces you to coordinate breathing, keeping your head up, and moving at the same time. More research is needed to determine if the exercise really affects the central nervous system, but most experts do agree that crawling in and of itself is an efficient way to exercise your abdominal, back, and core muscles all at once.
Interesting.
In that case, I'm going to wait until in the middle of the day of a work day, and I'll just go ahead and try it out in the hallway.
Go ahead and crawl down the hallway.
See what Mr. Downs has to say about that.
That's it. Well, you know, between that and the fact that Chelsea walks around without any shoes on.
Yeah, I was going to say, just do it barefoot.
Yeah, it'd be even better.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Nobody wants to have selfish, snotty, or arrogant children. In fact, to avoid that, some parents go to extremes. They rarely encourage their kids, thinking that too much praise is what gives children a big head. But the truth is just the opposite. Children need encouragement, and lots of it. Selfishness doesn't come from too much confidence. It comes from insecurity, when children don't believe they're good enough. Believe me, they get plenty of that message from the world outside. They don't need more of it at home. The answer is to do all you can do to encourage your children and build them up. In marriage, for example, studies show that our spouses need about 5 compliments for every criticism. For our children, that ratio is even bigger, probably closer to 10 compliments for every correction. It's almost impossible to give children too much genuine encouragement. Of course, that has to be balanced with discipline and constructive criticism when necessary. But don't lash out in anger or withhold positive comments. Help your children do better. Lavish them with praise and give them plenty of reason to believe in themselves. The lesson here is simple. A little correction and a lot of encouragement is a tried and true recipe for raising children who are self-confident and ready to step into the world on their own. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan and College Station or go to batteriesplus.com to schedule your repair today. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, when you're playing high school football around Thanksgiving, that's usually a good thing. For three Brazos Valley teams, they're still alive following big playoff wins last week. A&M Consolidated, which rolled over Brenham 27-7, is set to take on Fort Bend Marshall tonight at NRG Stadium in Houston. Here's Tigers head coach Dave Raffield.
They're bringing a lot of confidence and a lot of speed, and it may be more speed than confidence. That's the thing that their team is known for. They can flat run.
That's Coach on the Buffaloes. Kickoff is tentatively set for 8 p.m. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW. Now down in Baytown, College Station looks to remain undefeated as it faces 1-11 Port Neches Groves. Cougars head coach Steve Hoff says his squad has a tough test against the Indians and their quarterback, Rashawn Johnson.
Their offense does run through him. Obviously, a quarterback handles a snap every play, but it runs through him more than that. He's got a lot of yards lately on the ground. He's over 1,000 yards rushing for the year. He has plenty of kids to throw it to, and they're good with their play-action game and their short game.
Game time is slated for 7:30 at Stallworth Stadium with coverage on the Zone, 102.7 FM. And the Brazos Christian Eagles, fresh off a 49-0 beatdown over Legacy Prep Christian, take on Shiner St. Paul at 7:30 in the Woodlands. In the college game, Darius Geis ran for a school record 285 yards with four touchdowns, and Danny Etling threw for 324 yards and two scores to give LSU a 54-39 victory over Texas A&M last night. Now, after starting the year out at 6-0, the Aggies limped to the finish line by going 2-4. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he feels the fans' pain.
We're not satisfied either. And, you know, the frustration that our fans have, frustration that they're not alone. I think you see by guys talking like Christian Kirk that's not something that everybody, that our players or our coaches, it's the same anger. And, you know, it's something that we work at and are working at every day.
Now, as for the players, quarterback Trevor Knight returned from a three-week absence with a shoulder injury to throw for 211 yards and three touchdowns in the loss.
We had a big-time second half on the offensive side of the ball and played really well. And
You know, I think we had a good plan coming in, and we missed a few things early on that may have cost us in the end. But again, you just got to give LSU credit. Their running back played phenomenally. He just wouldn't go down today. And, you know, they came out with a big win.
And they're talking about Geis. Now, on top of setting the LSU record with 285 rushing yards, he also broke Cedric Benson's high mark for yards against an Aggie defense in a single game. The Maroon and White wrap up the regular season at 8-4 overall and 4-4 in the SEC, while the Tigers are 7-4 and 5-3 in conference play. Well, better news on the basketball court as the Aggie men down Cal State Northridge 95-73 yesterday in the Wooden Legacy opener. Sophomore DJ Hogue led the way for the Aggs, scoring 25 points and connecting on 3 of 4 tries from beyond the arc. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the victory.
Really proud of our guys for sharing the ball. We had 21 assists. Thought we did a good job of making the right play offensively. And we were fortunate, finally, we made shots. We hadn't shot the ball well, and today we were able to score.
Coach and the guys will be back at it again this afternoon as they take on Virginia Tech in the second round. Tip-off is set for 4:30 with pregame starting at 4 right here on WTAW. Now on the women's side of the court, the 4-0 Aggies return home tomorrow to host Abilene Christian. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. at Reed with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And volleyball is also on the court tomorrow, wrapping up its regular season at Auburn at 12:30. Well, Thanksgiving always means Dallas Cowboys football, and the boys were in action yesterday afternoon against Division foe Washington.
They want Zeke. They've got him. Touchdown, Dallas.
Ezekiel Elliott finished the day with 20 carries for 97 yards and 2 touchdowns as Dallas held off Washington 31-26. Fellow rookie Dak Prescott completed 17 of 24 passes for 195 yards and a touchdown while picking up another score on the ground. After the win, Dallas improves to 10-1 on the year and keeps its 10-game win streak alive. Now, the Houston Texans will be looking to bounce back this weekend. They suffered a loss to the Oakland Raiders on Monday. They host the San Diego Chargers Sunday. Kickoff is slated for noon with broadcast on the Zone. And there are plenty of big college football games going on today at 11. 20th-ranked Houston is at Memphis. Number 16, Nebraska, pays a visit to Iowa at 2:30. Also kicking off at 2:30 is 5th-ranked Washington and 23rd-ranked Washington State, as well as TCU and Texas. Texas Tech will entertain Baylor at 5. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
It's KO and Mike Vivaldi. Mike from Team Ford of Navasota. Real quick, let's get the deal of the day out of the way.
We have a 2014 Ford F-150 for $22,445.
As guys get older, they get harder and harder to figure out what to buy for. With what's the outfitting company?
Texas Custom Outfitters.
That would be the perfect gift for a dad. A gift card from there would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. We have gift cards available. Texas Custom Outfitters has actually been in business. We opened about 4 years ago. We can basically do just about anything you want to do to a truck. We can lift it. We can put airbags on. We can put wheels, tires, toolboxes, steps, anything from
brush guards, just everything.
Everything. Everything you want to do, we do. We're a Rhino. We're actually the number one truck bedliner applicator for Rhino in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we've got it. I think we got it down by this point. We can do it pretty quick.
And I know there's a link to that on your website, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You can go to teamofnavasota.com and you can click on the Texas Custom Outfitters logo.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline Communications, 775-2929. That's 70 for a high today. Actually, that'll be our high for the next 3 or 4 days. On Monday, there's a 60% chance of rain, but the weekend ought to be nice. Lows in the 50s. It's 60 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.